do believe we have a quorum, so we're going to go ahead and roll forward. Is there any other new businesses that needs to be discussed besides what's listed on the agenda? I want to get started new business-wise, and I'm looking for the exact amount. As all of you know, Ms. Margaret, did you have that number for the amount that was supposed to know that voluntary tax fund that we discussed? Where is that listed? I thought it would be in budget and finance. Yes. Okay, section 7. I just wanted to go over it very quickly, and it's not before us to vote. We don't have anything to vote on tonight. But I did want to explain. We sat in a very long meeting last Monday night. And as I went back through and thought about some of the statements that were made, I myself made one. Justice Allison made one. I believe Judge Dotson also made one. That we really felt strongly that no county general money be spent towards the animal shelter. And at that point, we had the plans and the specs and the bidding documents and all of those things that had not been paid out of the judge's budget at that point, but were going to be. And I believe it was Justice Kendrick that brought that up, and the amount was 56-ish, right in there, that has not been paid yet, but that does need to be paid. And so to keep that coming out of any normal county budget, I put in for one of the sections in our budget and finance to take that instead out of our voluntary tax fund for the animal shelter. So that keeps those two things completely separate, and in turn it keeps us all at our word.
So it's in proposed ordinance 2329, section 7, 56,600.
Does everybody understand that explanation? It's just a little bit of a cleanup that when we all got out and started thinking about it, I needed to do the right thing. So with that being said, we will go ahead and move forward with a little bit of an animal shelter update, animal welfare unit update. We are moving forward with some of the modeling of the situation. Yes, please.
Can you pass something
out? I already did. Okay. I put the needs assessment. I thought I put them up there as well. And we had the, did you bring the big floor plan?
I think they got passed out.
Okay.
I'll go get the floor plan.
Okay. What that is, and honestly, I don't know how in-depth you want to get into it, but again, Monday night at our meeting, we discussed several different things, and it became very apparent to me that not all of the justices or our officials in the audience knew how we had gotten where we were from this point down to the floor plan and the bid amount of the $1.2 million. So with that being said, I wanted to open up the floor so that our committee, our other justices could ask questions, could go back to the needs assessment survey. And so that actually was done before I came on the court, but I was on the Animal Shelter Advisory Committee that was formed when all of this came in. So this report that you get here was extremely detailed. I mean, we spent hours and hours and days and days and days getting all the demographics and all the numbers to send into this company that would in turn tell us what all we needed and, you know, how many kennels we would need and how many additional, what we would need in 10 years and, you know, all of these different things. Well, with that being said, that's all grand and fine, and we all love what we need, but it comes down to what we could pay for, and it came in at $4 million. That was a no. You know, there was just no need to even discuss this further because $4 million was completely out of our budget, and we didn't even delve into it or bring it before the court because it was a non-issue. We knew the answer straight above. But I did want to pass that out so that if y'all do have any questions about where we arrived at the numbers that you see on the plan that there is now, that we can discuss those and ask those. There's been a long journey from that $4 million, you know, animal shelter with, I think it started with maybe 47 kennels, down to where we're at now. There is 30 kennels in the drawing that is proposed now, 30 dog kennels and I think 30 cat kennels. Some of the cat kennels are movable, so they're not fixed kennels, and so that's something that we can add or, you know, not purchase kind of as needed. But any questions on the design or, you know, anything like that, if y'all, I don't know how detailed you want to get. If you want to talk about which way the kennel doors open and which kind of grooming table is going to be involved, I'm welcome to open that up and we can talk about it. But if you only care about the overall number and that we can take care of, you know, 30, we have 30 kennels that'll be above ground and, you know, be movable, then we can go there too. I just want to give everybody the opportunity to ask any questions or to see how the journey has progressed from that needs assessment down to where we are now. Any questions?
I'd just like to thank you for, I'm not sure if this is on. Can you hear me?
No.
This always happens to me.
Okay. Thank you for pulling this all together. I know that you've done a lot of work on this, Justice Coates, along with Mr. Higgins is in here. Monday night was a long night, and we got down into the weeds. And I feel like it was important to bring this forward so people could see the difference in where you started to the number that we arrived at. I'm comfortable where we are, and I'm excited to see this move forward.
Thank you, Justice Roberts. There's our floor plan. If anybody does have any questions, and you can see some of the kennels that are drawn out, and then some of the other ones are back in the back. This is not finishing out the entire 10,000 square feet of the building, but some of those kennels that you can kind of see kind of that are shaded, in all of the discussions that came from all of the advisory committee all the way down to Shauna Osborne from Call My Animal Control that helped us, she explained that some of those needed to be just temporary kennels for like where you could move the dog if you needed to clean the kennel or repair the kennel. They're not anything permanent. They're not anything, but we did want to go ahead and draw those in there because we would need that space to do those, you know, movements with animals or repairs. Any additional questions? Administrator Higgins, do you have anything to add? He's been in the animal shelter saga for a while.
I'd answer any questions if we had any.
Justice Strain?
I guess the only thing that I think is kind of in the gray is that there's a little, I'm not sure that both sides understand how the sheriff's department is going to play into this. Could you explain that a little bit?
I can definitely try, but at this point, we don't have anything set in stone. The ideas that I presented on Monday night were just that. They were just ideas. And so if any of the other justices or anybody else that's involved would like to put theirs out there, I mean, I think all of us are definitely interested in solving any problems that arise, and we can all guarantee that the animal shelter has definitely been a thorn in the side of the county for a while. So with that being said, Chief Deputy Woolley, as well as Sheriff Riles, have agreed that the animal control officer would be under the colors of the Sheriff's Department and would be a deputized, the right word? I don't know what the correct terminology there is, but he would have full law enforcement capabilities and powers to handle everything. So that animal control officer would work with the administrator and with the building personnel and the kennels and, you know, all that going on at the shelter, but he would answer to the sheriff and the sheriff's department, he would be under their covers, if that makes sense. So the day-to-day operations of the animal welfare unit would not necessarily fall on the sheriff or the sheriff's department. Making sure the kennels are cleaned isn't necessarily Chief Deputy Woolley's in his job description, if that makes sense. But making sure that the ordinances and laws are enforced would go into that. And so that's where the deputy or the animal control officer would fall under the sheriff's department. But the day-to-day operations of the animal welfare unit necessarily would not. Did I describe that correctly, Chief Deputy Woolley? Is that your understanding? At this point. But everything's still up in the air as well.
So obviously I stepped out of the room for a moment to go get the board. But just one clarification that I would like to make in the discussion for the committee meeting the other night, I mean the court meeting the other night, is I think Justice Coates made a comment of after a question was asked how many kennels are in the design that we have now, and she made the note of 40, and she looked at me to confirm that, and we have looked at this so many times, and I said I think it's 20, but I did actually go back in the county, it's 30 on the size that we have now, so just wanted to clarify that number. And the other thing is I think the report from the Animal Shelter of America is a very, very good report. I wish many times that when I handed that report to Miss Donna Clausen for the very first time and she saw $4 million-ish was the number. I wish we could see her face, but it was about the same as my face when I looked at it. But that was based on the demographics that we started with, and we started working backwards from that number. And I remember we sent it back at one point, and they shaved off not quite $1 million. And like when I said, you know, get your pencil sharp, that's not nearly sharp enough. And we worked it down and worked it down a number of times. And it took months to get it worked down and what can we do without and what do we not need and what thrill is not in there. And so when we finally got it worked down to where we could put it out for bid, we trimmed from $4 million down to under $1.5.
Does
just,
the committee have any additional?
Yeah, just to clarify, last week we talked about 501c3 doing the operation of the shelter, correct?
Correct. That was my idea.
So we're not looking at a county employee responsible for the day-to-day operation of the shelter.
Correct. If we move forward with the structure that I laid out last Monday night, that would those employees would fall under the 501c3.
And so this court still has the power to appropriate money based on a sound operations plan. So we don't have to appropriate money until there's a plan that comes forward that satisfies us that it's going to meet the criteria that we can comfortably vote for.
That's my understanding. Like, I'm new to this, so we're all kind of playing in there. And that's why I didn't bring anything forward for the allocation of the resolution money. You know, right now, the people that are involved, which is not necessarily me in the 501c3, they're still working on creating that board and creating that structure and choosing a model that that they want to put into place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in reality, that will take a little bit of time.
Yeah, I just want to clear, we're talking about right now spending $1.5 million to build it out, but there's still no operational funding for this. And we talked about having the operation funds coming out of the animal control fund.
They will be contracted with the 501c3. So that is partially, will be partially available, but that will not fund the entire thing, if that makes sense.
So, I mean, what I've committed to, what I've mentioned last week, what I've mentioned in the past is, in order to keep this from coming out of County General, in order to keep this from expanding government beyond animal control officer, which I believe this county's needed for a long time. And in fact, we have ordinances that task the sheriff with duties that we have not given him the tools to satisfy. But I can vote to fund the animal welfare officer, but I can't vote to fund the shelter until a sound operational plan comes forth with those criteria that we mentioned last week, that it's operated by a third party, a 501c3, and not adding county employees to actually operate the shelter. I could vote for a plan that came forward that. I want to put that out there because I want the public to understand and the animal welfare community to understand that I can vote for this. I can and I will and I support it. I think we need the animal shelter. But I don't think that the county needs to be the one operating. I think it needs to be people who care deeply for animals. It's their passion. It's their drive. I work in the schools because my passion is children. We need someone with that kind of passion and that kind of dedication to operate this shelter, and that won't necessarily be best served, I think, in a county position.
Councilor Murphy.
If I can, just briefly, and one thing that Justice Allison said, and one thing Justice Coates has alluded to, I want to make sure that this court understands that its role is in appropriating the money. This court will not be able to choose the contractor or the vendor, just like with any other county contractor or county vendor. We can talk about potential 501c3s, potential vendors, but at the end of the day, it will be the executive branch that will end up making the choice on the particular the particulars of that contract. So I just don't want this court to get ahead of itself and think that at one point down the road that you're going to have a choice between contractor A, contractor B, contractor C. That will be an executive decision. The funding will be your decision.
Correct. That's what I was trying to say. If I wasn't clear, I apologize. But the appropriation is this court's duty, and we don't have to appropriate money until we're satisfied that it's going to be done in a fashion that we can live with.
That's true.
And before anybody brings anything else before this committee, I can assure you that there will be at least a structural foundational plan idea that can be presented along with asking for the allocation.
Thank you.
Just takes a little bit of time. Justice Strain.
yeah, I agree with John, or Justice John. I think my big concern is that I don't want to see a big bureaucracy created. So I'm okay with contracting it out. Yeah, that was my biggest concern. I really am, you know, the people that call about these animals are calling the sheriff, then I would really like to see the sheriff's department have more say-so, maybe even the ultimate say, as to how this thing is operated. One concern that was brought up, I didn't bring it up, but I think it's legitimate, is that the fund to, I think $500,000 you threw out there is a yearly operational cost. And looking at the numbers, I think the most that the voluntary tax has ever taken in was about $65,000 a year. And so, you know, like some people, I'm a little concerned that we're going to build it, they're not going to be able to operate it. It's going to take a lot of the citizens voting with their dollars to make this work. And that's really my only concern, because we've heard from the animals community that they could raise funds, and that's going to be necessary. A big part of the money in that $65,000, I think, came from Kimberly Clark and some other big companies in the community, and some of that is not there anymore. So anyway, it's going to take the voters. They're going to have to vote with their dollars to make it work.
Justice Strain, if I may clarify a little bit, when I threw that $500,000 amount out there, let's be completely honest, I did it because it was easy math, and I'm not a mathematician. So that was part of it, and that was for the overall concept of it. At this point, the way that the 501c3 is discussing doing it, and again, this court, it's not our job description to decide the model and the structure in which that is formed. However, for us to feel comfortable allocating that money, there's been a lot of discussion among the still forming board. And the way that it has been described to me is there's actually, under the huge, you know, awning of our animal welfare unit, there will be the county section as well as the 501c3. Those two groups will work together. The county will provide the animal control officer out of the voluntary tax fund, as well as being able to contract with the 501c3 either per animal, there's a lot of different options in how that contract works, whether that's a yearly amount, whether that's per animal, however that is. So that 501c3 will have an administrator, and we've been speaking with the board that's still forming, has been speaking with a business strategist as well as a marketing person that is working on the data engineering of all of those numbers that need to come together. That administrator that the board will hire, that the 501c3 will fall under that umbrella, will have like a behavioral specialist, assessment person. So when Chief Deputy Woolley brings in a dog, that that behavioral assessment can take place through that 501c3. If that dog is deemed vicious, aggressive, you know, beyond the neglect that is financially responsible, that shelter, that awning, will be responsible for euthanizing that animal. Let's just be clear. That's our reality at this point for Faulkner County. That 501c3, if that dog is deemed adoptable, let's say, that 501c3 will pull that dog out of the county's umbrella onto their umbrella, and they will take responsibility for the vetting as well as the adoption and all of that stuff of that adoptable animal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the county's responsibility won't necessarily go there. They're providing the building and the location, and the 501c3 will go through with the day-to-day operations and, you know, the adoption procedures, the fundraising, all of those things.
Well, I was just pointing out that I think we do need a place to put the vicious animals. That's our highest priority. But as far as all the other things, it's what the public wants to pay for. You know,
exactly.
Leave it to the public. That's all I was bringing up. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Any additional comments? Concerns? I definitely don't want to rush, but we have a long meeting after this, so. All right, any announcements? All right, with that, I will ask for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.